We do have James Smith, a.k.a. one half of Jimmy and Nath. Jimmy,
thank you, mate.
Joining us in the studio. And half marathon, it was massive yesterday. It was 21.1 kilometres, and you had the Eye of the Tiger, my friend, for the Point to Pinnacle, and the 28th annual one. And how did you go, Jimmy? Like, you're looking a little bit sore.
Yeah, look, massive shout-out to everyone who competed yesterday. Nath is on his way in. You can tell that... For those that don't know Nath, maybe you're new to the show. Maybe you hated Jimmy and Nath, but you love Dan and Christy. So.
I don't think there's one person who's going to say that. I've received the opposite on the internet.
No, well, hey, if you mentioned Dan and Christy about that, I've spoken to you. Even Nath's not here this morning. He's running a bit late. He's on his way because it even did the big fella in. He was... We argue whether or not we should put this photo up. I showed you earlier, Dan. Nathan's bleeding from his toes.
Yeah, which is crazy. So, like, the early morning start one, you got the rain and the wind also, and you've also got this massive summit, 1,200 metres up to Kunyani. From
1,271 metres of elevation.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So, like, that elevation, it must get really tough up the top.
Yeah, look, so I'll talk you through the weekend, because you know we love Tassie. So we've been here all weekend. We flew into Lonnie on Friday. We did the Jack Jumpers in Launceston Friday night. We drove down to Hobart on Saturday. We hosted the HIA Awards at Rest Point. So we didn't get back to our rooms until after midnight. Then we ate pasta because someone said you need to carb load. And then we later found out don't carb load at 1 a.m. when the run's at like 8 a.m. the morning of. Then we did the show yesterday morning. Carrie was there, Beanie's for Brain Cancer, her and all the... Her people were walking, running up. And then we did the run, and Nathan and I realised that we were like just not prepared. Like, we'd done too much. Like, we hadn't slept. We hadn't done anything. Speaking of, ladies and gentlemen, Nate!
Oh, yeah. I bloody thought I was done with running.
Welcome to the show, mate.
Oh, God.
And look at that mustache. you both have mustaches for the Mo Bros and Mo Sisters.
There was like nine people who I haven't seen in a long time on the way up here going, hey, Nathan, don't have time. Dan and Chris, you're on the air.
Now,
Nate thinks, wait, you get your breath back, big fella. I'm just talking about our weekend of not being prepared.
Our life of not being prepared.
So Nate was bleeding from the feet, and then I've managed to tear my hamstring, which I thought was my knee.
Yeah, we've got a grab of this. So this was on your Instagram.
Hey, guys. Jim here. You can see I'm not going that fast. It's a bit wet on the road. Slipped earlier. Done something to my knee. Feels meniscus, ACL. Self-diagnosed. Every time I land on my right leg, it's like there's a knife in my knee. But we're doing it for Movember.
So you push through the pain.
Funny thing was, there was actually a knife in his knee. He brought one.
Staying
at rest.
And they shiv me.
I got him with a butter knife. I know how to beat this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, we want more donations for Movember. We'll play the sympathy card. Early on, because I mean, you mentioned there before, Dan. Like it was raining early on, and it was wet. And my right leg slipped at one stage, and I thought it was meniscus or ACL. So it was very like sharp and stabby. But I've seen a physio now and had a scan. I've tore the bottom of my hamstring.
That's good.
Which was then pulling on my knee. So that's where. But we got up. That's
you always find a way to get. It's honestly remarkable. Even when we were doing the show down here, sometime we did the show from Ben Lohman. This kind of Jimmy
dislocated
his shoulder.
Oh no!
My favorite thing about Jimmy is he always finds a way to get injured when we're doing some sort of outdoor broadcast.
Oh, producer Im, where were we when Im came with us?
Yeah.
When I flipped the
my gosh, we're at Freycinet National Park. You flipped the buggy.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure we did on the show, Dan. 13-10-60. Who flipped the buggy? Did we do that?
Yeah, you did. You had me in for the announcement.
Yeah. Right. Sweet Chili Philly's coming over going, I wasn't aware of this. Jimmy flipped a buggy.
I think we waited for Phil to be away before we announced that, didn't we, Phil?
Yeah.
He can't even hear.
It's fine.
He used to say that all the time.
Yeah. So are you competitive with each other? Did the times come through and you're just like, well, did I beat you, Jimmy? Because Nath got the quicker, obviously, with the injury. Quicker time.
Well, Nath was up there for, you're up there 20, 30 minutes before I got back.
Honestly, it was competitive until I had to wait at the top of the mountain because he was with injury.
I wanted
to be on a bus on the way down and I had to wait.
It was like 5Ks left and I walked for four of them. And then by that stage, like obviously walking, I can now get my phone out and text. And I text Nathan And Grace was up on top of the mountain as well. And I just said, guys, I've done something. I'm not good. So I was like, you're going to be waiting.
my favourite was Jimmy was so injured and so disillusioned that so when you cross the line, you've essentially got this little card in your number that records your time when you finish, right? And it goes across all their computer systems. Jimmy got too caught up in the fanfare of people cheering that he didn't cross the line. So we had to go back
and do
a second finish.
So we ran with the Mobile Mobos. Tommy was all the Mobos. They're great. They raised so much money for Movember. If you want to donate or get involved, you can head to our socials at Jimmy and Nath. But I saw them and I was pain. It was hurt and I was just wanting to give everyone a hug. But then I realised, as Nath said, I didn't go through the finish line. Yeah. So I'm there chatting to everyone and then someone came over, like official from the port, and goes, Jimmy, actually have got a walk over there.
So the good news is
your time's still going.
You can actually take another 5 minutes off Jimmy's time. That'll be fine.
Yeah, okay. Well, the fact that you boys did it was amazing. Hats off to you. And hats off to Movember too for raising all that money.
Thanks, Dan.
That's ridiculous. And how many times have you done it now? Like, this is...
That's twice. The second time. Yeah. Driven and up plenty of times. Time? Yeah. Definitely harder this time, again, because in classic Jimmy Nath form, we were very underprepared.
The thing I loved really quickly is that, you know, we got to do... I mean, we talked about it in the show last year. I think this time last year, Nath, we were in this studio in Ice Bus.
We were.
Three bins full of ice.
Mm.
Yeah. It's one of the stupider things we've done. We couldn't talk. Yeah. But it was really a proud moment yesterday to broadcast our national show from Hobart. Mm. It's the first time we've done that. And we had so many messages on the socials and so many people calling the show, just blown away by the amount of people that were there and the amount of support there. Yeah. And I've said this many times on the show, but one of the best things I love about Tassie is that per head, per capita, we donate more money than anywhere else in Australia. And to showcase that, you know what it's like, Dan, you go to the mainland and those mainland dogs, they say stuff like, oh, bloody Tassie, what's down there? Nothing. Mm. And it's just a beautiful place. And to showcase that to the rest of Australia was a really proud radio moment.
And my favourite thing.
Phil's here too.
He's here. Oh, great. And my
the bins are actually still here.
No, they are. The bins.
Happy anniversary to the bins that are still downstairs.